We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses, people that were once in your shoes. Our TSBC alumni, speakers, and friends will shed light on growth strategies, resources, and inspiration to help you scale your creative business. Hey friends, when we started Proof to Product in May 2017, I had no idea what an amazing journey we were embarking on. Over the last year and a half, we've told almost 100 startup stories. These are stories from entrepreneurs just like you who are making physical products. We have talked about successes and struggles, mindset shifts, and the importance of taking action to reach your goals. Now, we're quickly approaching our 100th episode of Proof to Product, and we want to do something special to celebrate all of you, our listeners. We want to hear your story and share it with our audience. So to participate, head over to bit.ly/PTP100 and leave us a voicemail message telling us how Proof to Product has helped you in your business. Be sure to leave your name and your company name so that we can link you in our show notes too. And that's all lowercase, bit.ly/PTP100. Thank you so much for listening and sharing Proof to Product with your friends. I look forward to hearing and sharing your story. Hey friends, it's Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. Today is part two of our National Stationery Show and New York Now gift show recap. On Tuesday, we talked with six of our Trade Show Bootcamp alumni that exhibited at the National Stationery Show. And today is part two, where I'm talking to several of our alumni that are exhibiting on the New York Now side. You're going to hear what went well for them, how the show has changed and evolved for them, and general advice they'd offer for anyone that's interested in exhibiting. And if you are interested in selling wholesale or doing large scale trade shows like these two shows, check out our PaperCamp program. We've got two spots left and you can get information at tradeshowcamp.com/papercamp. So I'm here with Inklings Papery, Lindsay. How are you doing, Lindsay?
Great, thanks. It's good to see you, Katie.
Great to see you too. So you are exhibiting on the New York Now side. How many trade shows have you done in total and how many years have you done New York Now?
Yeah, so we have done six shows in total, three New York Nows, actually seven now, three NSS shows and one in Atlanta.
That's a lot of different shows. How does it compare being, you know, Atlanta versus New York and then also, well, do Atlanta versus New York first?
Yeah, so Atlanta, there's just a totally different market, a different vibe. We found it was a lot more of a relaxed show, so we enjoyed that. And a lot of order writing and just a totally different market for us to reach.
And then, you know, with NSS co-locating with New York Now, what was that decision-making process like for you? Why did you choose New York Now?
Yeah, so because we've been at New York Now for a few years, we thought that it was important to be consistent. We also needed to hold our place in this show. The way it works with New York Now is that you have to kind of reapply for a booth if you haven't been part of a certain area in a year or two. And so by signing on again, you get to hold your spot and it just helps buyers know where to find you. So we thought this was a better place for us for this show.
It makes sense. And you have a lot of gift items, so there's more gift buyers on this side.
Exactly. Yes, we were able to reach some gift buyers, a lot of spas, hotels, florist shops, places that may not necessarily be thinking about paper will shop on the gift side. So we like to reach them as well as our stationery buyers who we love.
Of course. So you have a really fun story from a couple years ago about how you started working with Starbucks. Would you be open to talking about how you met them at a past show and how that kind of came to fruition?
Yes, absolutely. So it was our first time exhibiting at a show. We were at New York Now, rather. We were actually sharing a booth, and we happened to see a few people walking by. We lured them in by being friendly and offering candy, and I happened to realize that they were working with Starbucks. So we had just a little conversation and shared some ideas and just exchanged cards. And then it led to about a year of follow-up with them, sharing some ideas that we had. So it definitely led to an open door to at least be speaking with them more about some ideas. Until they finally said, hey, we'll sit down with you if you're ever in Seattle. So we're like, yes, we will get,
I will come to Seattle.
We are there. So we basically booked our plane tickets for 3 weeks from then and then just prepared a big presentation, putting our best foot forward, sharing some ideas that we had for them and flew out there on a whim. And it led to us a year of like designing with them and working on a few products that rolled out in stores this year. So it was almost a 2-year process, but definitely for us, it was worth it. And so we were really excited. I love that story. You've recently shared that on social media. So if anyone wants to go check out her post and read more about it, you can there. But I love that you shared that story and how long of a lead time some of these projects are. You can meet people year over year at these shows, and they may not purchase from you right away. Have you had other experiences like that too?
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of the bigger stores or bigger brands are really just kind of meeting people, getting ideas, and handing out cards. So it's more about the follow-up than anything else. So for us, it's important to send a handwritten note after the show, follow up promptly with an email reminding them of your conversation, and really just nurturing that lead and building that relationship.
I absolutely agree with you. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
So happy to be part of this. Thank you, Katie.
All right, I'm here with Catherine from Blackbird Letterpress. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm good. How are you, Katie?
Excellent. Thank you. What number, like, how many trade shows have you exhibited at this point?
This is 21.
Laugh. When I hear that number, I'm like, holy crap. That's a lot of time in a good
And only because I just looked it up.
It was too many to count on your fingers.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so being the trade show veteran that you are, how has exhibiting changed over the years for you?
I mean, I guess my answer would be just how I come to it, you know, how I plan. Planning's a lot easier. We have a crate. We have it down. It's not as daunting or as scary as it used to be. But it has changed. The trend or the buying is always a roller coaster, and it's never something you can look back and go, oh, this is going to happen, because every day is different on every trade show.
Yeah. It's a little bit like looking into like a crystal ball sometimes, right? Like you're guessing by spending your money here and spending your time here. You know you're going to get in front of buyers that you're either currently working with or new accounts that you want to get in front of, but it's never a sure thing, I guess is my point.
Absolutely. And one day you might have very little and the next day is bigger than ever, or vice versa, and there's no rhyme or reason.
What have you learned about yourself as a business owner by attending these shows and speaking with your customers face-to-face?
I mean, honestly, the thing that I like to do, the biggest thing, is that I get to put all of the product out and see it all together, and that kind of reinforces what we're doing as a brand or a company and what we want to be doing, and does it look right together, and is it working? And then, of course, meeting buyers face-to-face, I'm much better face-to-face than I am on a phone. So it's much better for me to have the conversation and ask the personal questions, not just even about their family or something, but also what's working, what isn't, what would you like to see, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a great way to get market research, right? To find out what their customers are asking for and what their needs are.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So National Stationery is now co-locating with New York Now. With you as an exhibitor on New York Now side, what are your thoughts? And has it impacted your sales or your presence here at New York Now?
I don't know yet, as far as right now being in New York Now with Stationery being here. The worst part for me is that as a May standalone Stationery show, I did it every year, Blackbird did it every year, and it's always been a good show for me. So I'll lose a show this year that's always been good and always grown in business for me. So that's going to be hard, and I don't think that this New York Now with them here is at all going to make up for a percent of it.
Are you going to, there's other shows popping up, right? Absolutely. Noted, and there's some other shows happening in May with the idea that they will replace or supplement Stationery not being in May. Are you going to be doing any of those?
I'm not sure yet. I have to look at it. I have to decide if there's something, or maybe we find a small show that we fit in better, and it's not some big gigantic one, and that's kind of where we're looking right now.
What's your criteria for deciding whether or not to do a trade show and which shows to do?
You know, now with 21, you know, it just was New York.
Yeah.
Rachel from Statue and Press and I have done Atlanta a couple times, and because we wanted to try something out in a different region and to see. So at this point, it's just where do I think the buyers are that would like to buy what I'm making?
Yeah.
And that is hard. So maybe it is about region, because I do sell in certain regions better than others. And then who is the market? So like maybe it's the museum stores, maybe it's the small regional wherever, you know, yeah. Not sure.
Well, and it's something we're always reassessing, right? Like your needs for right now may change from a couple years ago versus a couple years from now. So,
yeah, or even deciding, is it worth it? You know, can I do this at home not being in front of them the same way that I can do it being in front of them? Right now, our business has been based on seeing being in front of them. So that's what I've kind of taken, you know, going through and making decisions because I've done it that way. But we do have to look at, like, how else to do it.
Yeah, the bigger picture and the changing landscape. That makes a lot of sense. Last year when we talked at the National Stationery Show, you shared a couple of new opportunities, collaborations, and some custom projects that you that kind of came about, I guess, from the face-to-face interaction of being at a show. Have you had anything at this specific show that you want to share with us?
Not yet.
Right. Well,
third day, day three. But that doesn't mean that, you know, the business cards I've collected and people I've talked to won't happen. Sometimes they do happen after the show more than they happen during. So,
well, I was just going to say, a lot of these bigger collaborations and longer term projects come about after the show, and it's about the follow up. So what are you planning to do for follow up? Like, do you have a process in place that you use?
Like a lot of people, we're not great at follow-up. There's not a lot.
You are not alone.
There's not a lot of time. Probably we'll sit down and look at the cart, you know, the people that we talked to and who do we really need to reach out to, but also people we didn't see and how do we reach out to them, whether it's sending a catalog or a sample or a note or whatever.
Awesome. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Katie.
Hey, I'm here with Erica from Chez Gagné. How are you doing, Erica?
I'm good. I'm last day good.
We're all riding on a high right now. How many shows has Chez Gagné done here at Javits for New York Now specifically?
For New York Now, this is our third New York Now. Okay. It's our fifth of six shows overall this trade show season.
Yeah, you guys have had a really busy winter. Which other shows have you done?
We did Atlanta and the Temporaries in Atlanta, Dallas, where we're in a showroom, LA in a showroom, Vegas Market in a showroom, here to New York Now, and then Alex is currently at the Magic Pool Trade Show in Vegas.
I am exhausted just hearing that schedule. Have you been home at all this winter?
I have luckily gotten to go home. I think Alex has been home four days, nights.
Okay, so I'm sure people listening are like, why are they doing so many shows? Like, that's a lot to handle. How are you still kind of running things behind the scenes? So what are the advantages of doing those different shows?
Yeah, I think it's different buyers, you know, just exposure to different buyers. We're fortunate to work with great rep groups, so we've got a place in those cities. But to do Atlanta, the January Atlanta show is full of such great buyers who've just come out of holiday and they're ready to make decisions for their year. So there's a great energy there, and it's just different than the other shows, a little bit different than New York Now. But then coming to New York Now, it's New York, and everybody's happy to be here too. But it's a buyer that doesn't necessarily go to Atlanta.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you guys have done NSS in the past. And now that they're co-located, what went into your decision-making to exhibit on the New York Now side or to continue exhibiting on the New York Now side?
Well, New York Now has become such a great show for us because we've expanded the line, and Alex has done so much in product development with her drinkware and glassware and mugs. The line's just growing so much that it makes more sense for us to stay with New York Now for that gift buyer, but we love that the stationery buyer is still coming by, that they're just right next door and can come here too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
I'm here with Danielle from Wishbone Letterpress. How are you doing, Danielle?
Good. How are you doing?
Excellent. So how long have you been wholesaling?
We've been wholesaling since 2013.
And how many trade shows have you done?
We did NSS for a bunch of years too, since 2013, and then we hopped into doing New York Now 4 years ago.
Okay, so you've seen the shows evolve and change over time. Did you have any nerves about NSS and New York Now co-locating?
A little bit, but the show assured us that it would be a good thing and that it would kind of bring buyers from both sides into both shows.
Have you seen a change in being on the New York Now side? You know, it's a bigger show on this side and you've been here for several years. Have you seen any shifts?
Shifts between the shows or for the show? I mean, doing this show for us, it puts us in front of a lot more different types of buyers, like bookstores and clothing boutiques and things like that. So it's been a nice expansion from mostly just paper stores going to NSS.
What kind of opportunities have come about by you being at a trade show in general, whether it's this show or previous shows?
Wholesale, some custom work has come from it, and just a broader range of people seeing our work. And then 2 years ago, we actually did a custom job for Hulu to from one of their marketing directors seeing our cards. So we've had a lot of fun things happen from doing the shows.
Yeah, you never know what kind of people you're going to meet or what kind of projects are going to come about, huh?
Yeah.
Have you considered doing shows outside of New York?
I have, but we live 2.5 hours north, so it's so easy to come down here for the show that we might try to extend into Atlanta possibly in the future, but it's hard to leave New York when we're so close.
Yeah, it makes it easier for you driving it in, huh? What kind of pre-show marketing have you done and or what do you have planned in terms of follow-up?
For this show, we do, there's not a big mailer expectancy from it, so we really do a lot of email marketing before the show, and I've even reached out to a lot of our stores personally in emails to let them know where we're going to be, which has been great, and a lot of emailed me back, so I know they're actually reading it. And post-show, I'm going to make some little boxes and put our catalogs and some samples in them. To send to stores because you really got to send samples for people to see your work, especially with letterpress.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the big advantages of being at a show, right? Like they get to see your work in person and see the whole collection all at one time.
Yeah, it looks way better on the wall than it does in the catalog.
Yeah, pictures are hard to translate for letterpress in particular. Given that you've exhibited so much, how has your booth evolved over time? Like what have you done to change things up and keep it fresh?
We've definitely simplified how it's put together. My husband's a contractor, so he's done most of the work. But we've made it easier to put together. We've used lighter materials, so it's easier to carry in. And we've also, our paint choices and the way we paint our booth has gotten a lot more colorful. And we bring a lot of faux plants in, too. So it's been eye-catching. And we've kind of had the same design for the last couple of years.
It looks really great. I love the greenery, too. What advice would you give to somebody that's considering doing a trade show? It doesn't have to be New York Now specifically, but any show.
I think you just have to jump in and take the chance and just, be excited about it and try not to worry too much because you just got to get started and it gets less scary after you've done it once or twice.
Definitely. I agree with that. Well, thank you so much for your time, Danielle.
Thanks so much, Katie.
Hey, I'm here with Rebecca from Wild Ink Press. How you doing, Rebecca?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Katie.
So you are a seasoned exhibitor, and you've been wholesaling for a long time. When did you start? How long have you been wholesaling, and how many shows have you done at this point?
Okay, so I've been wholesaling since 2009, although 2009 is more of a technical year because it was where we figured out what wholesaling was, you know?
Right.
So it's our 10th anniversary.
Congrats.
And then my first trade show was in 2011. Okay. And we did the stationery show then, and we did that yearly until 2015 when we started doing 3 shows a year because we added New York Now. So I guess that's like 17, 18 shows. It starts to get really dizzying. But yeah,
just a few. No big deal. Yeah. There's been a lot of like nerves around the fact that NSS was moving to February and co-locating with New York Now. From your perspective as somebody that's exhibiting on the New York Now side, have you seen a shift or a change?
Well, I would say that I feel like a lot of my buyers are similar, so I wouldn't say there's been a huge shift, but I do feel like maybe there's a bit friendlier. I know that sounds odd, but the stationery show has a special like feeling to it. It's a very neat, tight-knit community, and I feel like a little bit of that has leaked over into New York Now that I'm seeing with just, you know, hugs, high fives, looking at your work, you know, that kind of a thing, which adds to, you know, a show being more fun. I mean, the bottom line might not be that incredibly different, but the overall energy can help you out a lot.
Oh yeah, these days get long, and so being able to have friendly faces to not just sell to, but to chit chat about industry trends and what's going on and how's life and all that makes a big, big difference. What is something like an opportunity? I know you've done a ton of shows now, but like what's an opportunity that came about at this show for you by being here? Is there any like big win or person you met or anything that you are open to sharing?
Yeah, sure. So we did something a little different this year. It's our 10th anniversary and we've come to a lot of these shows, which means we meet a lot of buyers that come in and they take our show special and they place orders. But since we've been here 10 years, we decided to offer 20% off, which is a pretty significant discount to any new stores.
That's huge.
And we have more than 50% new stores at this show. So people are buying it and they're biting. They're placing an order right then because it's just like, you're going to get it now. Yeah. And I've really enjoyed it. They're not huge orders, but it's a lot of new stores and our stuff sells well. So I'm confident they'll come back.
Yeah. So, well, it's about building that relationship, right? Kind of getting them in the door so you can nurture them. Speaking of, how did you promote that special leading up to the show and let people know about it?
So I sent out an email blast. I did not have time for a mailer. This was like crazy mom year. But I've mentioned it to everybody who's come in the booth. And that's like the word of mouth, like kind of like right then. And to be fair, to my, you know, buyers that coming back, I'm giving them a special too. They get free freight at a lower amount. So it's not like we're not giving them a deal.
Right.
But yeah, basically when I'm here, I'm like, hey, you know, it's our 10th anniversary. We're offering 20% off if you're new. And it's working that way. I think it's the communication right then.
Yeah. Well, I think too, they see so many different booths. They see so many products. Like, connecting with them, making eye contact, and then letting them know too, here's why you want to buy right now. Mm-hmm. It makes a big impact.
Yeah. And if you think about it, that's not very far from what you would pay a rep. And so it's just a foot in the door and a way to, you know, make a new relationship.
It's smart. It's smart. So over the years, as you've been exhibiting, 10 years now in business too, not just at shows, but what have you learned about yourself as a business owner?
I've learned that in spite of the fact that I'm probably an introvert, I thrive over communication and feedback. And whenever I get out and working at home in my office, which I do with a baby and three other kids, you know, I find myself tunneling on the art. But when I get in a situation like this where I'm in a trade show and I'm building walls and I'm communicating with my stores and customers and going to see my cards in shops, it's really invigorating for why I do this. You know, the card building bridges and communication and people enjoying using my products, that really makes me feel fulfilled. So I've learned that I actually like hanging out with people. As sweet as that sounds, my husband's not going to believe me.
No, I've talked to a few other alumni who are introverts. In fact, one I interviewed here for the podcast, and I asked her, like, how do you recharge at shows like this where the days are long, you're talking to a lot of people, but you still need to like make sure you're recharging at the end of every day. Do you have like something you do to make yourself like chill out?
You know, I am not afraid to sit at the bar of the fanciest restaurant and have wine and cheese. So I guess I'm good at taking care of myself in that way. You know, I don't mind like wandering the streets of New York City. And that part of me is a recharge. You get to see things, you're taking things in,
yeah,
and you're not having to like put stuff out on the table all the time. So yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Rebecca, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Katie.
Hey, I'm here with Victoria from Paper Epiphanies. How are you doing, Victoria?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So how many shows have you done here at New York Now?
This will be our third New York Now show, but we actually haven't exhibited at New York Now since 2016. So we took a couple years off and we're back because of the combination of NSS with New York Now.
How has that impacted you on the New York Now side? Have you seen more buyers coming through or have you noticed a difference?
Absolutely. I think when buyers come in now and they ask what's new, I have a lot of new to show them. But also, I think a lot of our existing clients that, you know, maybe only see us in New York were able to write at the show. And then we met a lot of new people. And I think the combination of the shows being together really drove a heightened sense of excitement and like kind of a frenzied feeling that I haven't felt at a show in a while.
I agree with you. There's like a different energy about it, which is really fun. You've done other shows, though, too. So tell us which other shows you've done, whether it's with your rep groups or on your own.
Yeah, so I've done, I did NSS for 3 years in an individual booth and 1 year in a group booth. And then I've done the Las Vegas gift show in the temporaries in an individual booth. And then a few of the other markets, Las Vegas market and Atlanta in rep booths as well. And I think every show is different. I think it's really hard to compare a show even year over year versus the opportunities that come about. Sometimes it's just a hard monetary win, and other times it's intangible things like great press coverage or the opportunity to do a licensing relationship. So every show is different in different ways.
I agree with you, and you talk about a lot of great benefits to being in person. There's also the relationship building component too, right? Like seeing your buyers face to face, showing them your products face to face, and letting them see, touch it. How has that impacted your business?
I think in today's environment with things like Fair or online ordering, a lot of our stores find us through Instagram or Fair, but then they still want to connect. They still want to meet the owner, meet the founder, talk to me. Why did I write this card? And so that combination of doing those online shows, but then also being in person to meet them face to face is really a great happy medium.
I agree with you. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Big thanks to everyone I interviewed at the National Stationery Show in New York Now this week. It was such a treat to visit with all of you. If you would like more information about the brands that we've interviewed, please check out the show notes for links to their website and their social media handles. And I'll be back on Tuesday with our regularly scheduled episodes. Thanks so much for listening and following along. Hey friends, are you preparing for trade show season and having a tough time dealing with all the details? Well, I have a new free on-demand workshop that will help you maximize your trade show investment and keep wholesale orders coming in long after your trade show ends. If you're interested in joining me for this free masterclass, head on over to theboothblueprint.com to sign up. Again, that's theboothblueprint.com. I look forward to having you. Proof to Product is brought to you by Trade Show Bootcamp and hosted by me, Katie Hunt. Since 2011, TSBC has worked with hundreds of product-based businesses to help them uplevel, scale, and build profitable, sustainable companies. You can find our show notes and additional resources at prooftoproduct.com. And if you like what you heard today, please head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a 5-star review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.